And welcome back to The Right Show. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Colbert show. No, we're giving you the news for people who really don't like the news. It's hard enough to get through. Let's laugh our way through it. We're starting with breaking news. Ron DeSantis is out. The esteemed governor of Florida, fantastic guy in many ways, however, didn't have what it took. We're going to let him tell you what happened here.
Following our second place finish in Iowa, we've prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. The days of putting Americans last, of kowtowing to large corporations, of caving to woke ideology are over.
Well, that was classy. He did compliment Donald Trump. He stepped out. He said he has my full endorsement. And he threw a few jabs at Nikki Haley right there, right at the end. So it looks like that's the way we're going. What did Donald Trump have to say about DeSantis stepping down? With only a few days left until President Donald J. Trump's victory in New Hampshire, forecasting, we're honored by the endorsement of Governor Ron DeSantis and so many other former presidential candidates. It's now time for all Republicans to rally behind President Trump to defeat crooked Joe Biden. And then they threw this one in there. Nikki Haley is the candidate of the globalists and the Democrats who will do everything to stop America first. From higher taxes to decimating Social Security, it's time to choose wisely, folks. Time to choose very wisely. So there you have it. That is the word from the Republican camp. Things are heating up. This show is going to be more and more popular and important as we get closer to election season. So subscribe, hit the like button, and take a look. We went on the streets and we asked people, now that Ron DeSantis is no longer running for president, and who knows if he's going to stay governor for long, what will he be doing next? We got some very funny answers. Take a look. DeSantis, governor of Florida.
QVC host.
Oh, sales?
Yeah.
Professional ballet dancer.
Nighttime game show host.
Coming to you on DeSantis is Right.
He would manage a Chick-fil-A. I imagine him in a Chick-fil-A t-shirt. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he'll be a garbage handler.
Garbage collector?
Garbage man, taking out the trash.
He looked like a double agent. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like a spy.
Like he looked like somebody that would like infiltrate somewhere, and then he gets some information, just dip, and no one would know where he went.
Man, we need to send Tom Cruise after Ron DeSantis, figure out what's going on.
Be a real estate agent.
Yes.
Yeah, I see it.
Get your home from DeSantis, right on the beach.
He makes rubber ducks.
Yeah.
Rubber ducks. Like, that's very specific. Rubber ducks.
I'd be the manager of Popeyes.
I want to see that. There you have it. So, what do you think? Put in the comments. Do you see Ron DeSantis working as a garbage man, Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, real estate agent, making rubber duckies, or a better answer? Put in the comments. We love to hear from you. That's always fun. And we had a little bit of fun here at Valuetainment Studios because Ron came and interviewed with Patrick Bet-David, our esteemed founder, and they asked him about his shoes. There's a whole conspiracy theory out there, or is it a coincidence theory, that Ron claims he's 5'11", but when he walks, his boots look a little funny and they kind of flop very interestingly. So people are speculating maybe he's wearing high heels in his cowboy boots and he doesn't wear size 11. He's got a lift in there. So we came up with an idea. What if there's a brand new form of boot, the Ron D's?
We need bipartisan cooperation.
But she's can't underestimate the demands of our constituents.
Yeah, but
easier said than done, but the filibuster's impeding our progress.
Why don't we take this conversation to my office?
Fine.
We could finish it right here.
Are you tired of not being heard because of your height?
Yeah!
Wouldn't it be nice to add some inches to that puny frame of yours?
Yeah!
Well, worry no more. Introducing the latest in political fashion, the all-new Ron D's. inspired by Governor Ron DeSantis, the Ron D's will give you the height you've always dreamed of. The Ron D's will add height to that squatty body of yours. There's no more embarrassing moments where you can't reach things a five-year-old can. With the new Ron D's, reaching those books is as easy as this. Say goodbye to debating politicians and not being able to see over the podium with the all-new Ron D's. Take control of that debate stage and show them who's boss. And if you act in the next 5 minutes, we'll throw in a pair of our newest shoe, the Rondas, absolutely free.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I don't approve this message. But where can I buy those boots? Just curious.
Valuetainment, we're coming up with comedy sketches each and every week. Be sure to check out some of the stuff we're doing, because it's going to make you laugh, and we got to get through this. Now, that was just breaking news. We haven't even started the show yet. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Today, billionaire Warren Buffett complains about the cost of a cup of coffee. We have a dude living in a storage shed. Palestinians attack the White House, and the CEO of United Airlines is actually a drag queen. Oh boy, this is the news for people who hate the news. I'm your host, Kayvon, as Valuetainment presents The Right Show. Let's go! This was so fun. Before we get into it, by the way, we're not just picking on Ron DeSantis. We asked people what all the politicians would do. So I don't want fans of him to be like, what is this, a pile-on kind of a show? No, we talked about Vivek Ramaswamy. He said, he's not running anymore. What could you picture him doing? And we didn't tell people what to say. If they said something stupid, ignorant, or racist, we just filmed it and laughed about it, because that's what we do here. Take a look at what Vivek would be doing if not a politician. Is Vivek Ramaswamy, what would he be doing?
He'll be selling something. Indians selling something, man. Indians will come to a desert and sell you sand. They're so good at selling anything. They're so good at sales.
Another salesman, those network marketing types. Like selling nutritional supplements, but you gotta get your family broke.
Jelly good, my friend.
This is not for racist intentions, but I'm just gonna say that he just looked like one of the people that would help you a cell phone.
Tech support. I was gonna say the same thing too, tech support.
Thank you for calling Vivek, how can I help you?
This guy looks like an Uber driver.
People drive Uber. Afghans drive Uber. Persians drive Uber.
Yeah.
Uber's for everybody.
A bodega.
How many bodegas would he own? He'd have 60.
A software engineer.
That's more racist, software engineer. That's where we draw the line, okay? Don't be calling people software engineers, folks. I hope you like that. And the question of the day we're going to ask you is, where are you from? Because we want to know how far our show's being spread, far and wide. And what is your favorite airline? I'll tell you, I fly a lot of airlines. Southwest, you pick your seat, you get free drinks if you fly them a lot, so that's cool. Spirit Airlines, very cheap, unless you bring a bag or a purse, or if you want to recline, or you want to sit anywhere in the first 25 rows, that's going to cost you. But if you want to get crammed in the back, you can get to Vegas for $19.99. All right, so put that in the comments. I personally like Southwest because I have so much status, free drinks, pick my own seat. But we're going to talk more about United in a second here. Now, a newscaster was just doing their job, and our jobs are very dangerous. That's why I stay in the studio. She was on location. She thought a dog was walking up to her. Turned out to be an aggressive cat that didn't care because she didn't care. Ignorance is bliss. Take a look.
The damage goes this morning. What you're seeing is actually a dog. coming into our live shot.
That ain't a dog.
I think it's a dog. I'm not sure. Anyway, there's some sort of creature below me, and really all that's been affected is what's supposed to be a road right below my feet, and it's just basically covered in mud. But other than that,
what do you think? Thank you, cameraman, for not being alerting her, hey, just get out. That thing just kind of walked right by. It was a several hundred pound mountain lion. They later were able to identify it. So I'll be doing my show 100% of the time from this beautiful studio indoors. They don't pay me enough to tussle with the big cats. A common phrase comedians are told, and trust me, I've been doing comedy 15 years. I was hanging out with Russell Peters, the number one Indian comedian in the world. I was watching Joe Coy this weekend. A lot of fun. He did great. He's standing ovation as opposed to a bombing ovation at the Golden Globes. But something they tell comedians who are just getting their start, and you might be just getting your start in comedy, they say, don't quit your day job. But what if your day job fires you for your comedy? Here we have a radio reporter fired over comedy, and he had to be reinstated after arbitration. I'm going to read this. A reporter who was fired for his stand-up comedy has been reinstated to his job at a Philadelphia-based public radio station through an arbitrator. A reporter who was fired for simply having jokes that the company didn't like had to be reinstated, and that was legally. The Philadelphia-based radio station agreed that his jokes were in some part funny. How amazing is that? So imagine this. You're trying to get your start in comedy. You're not going to be that good. It's a hard thing. You're working on your 5 minutes, and your boss fires you, and you take it to court, and the arbitrator decided actually it was pretty funny. That's what you want. You want your comedy to pass the rigors of the court of law. Take a look here. The host was a little upset, as most would be. When a news organization says you're a racist, bigot, or whatever, people believe them. He said, so it was a lot of abuse from a lot of people who have never met me, who've never seen my stand-up, and they just saw what the WHYY radio station said about me, which is not great. Well, my hat's off to you. We're going to ask people right here, do you think you should be able to be fired for what you do in your private time as you're trying to get your 5 minutes together and do comedy? Or do you think, as long as he's professional at work, he should be allowed to say whatever he wants at those open mics? This happened to me, actually. So this is a very near and dear story to my heart. I was doing medical device sales during the day, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, in the hospital, in the operating rooms. And look, when you're a 24-year-old guy, you're not tired by 9 p.m. You're like, let's go do something else. So I would go to the comedy clubs and do my show. And my boss found out about it, and he said, how are you doing comedy and still working 6 a.m.? He didn't know that young guys, we don't need a lot of sleep. I was in bed by midnight, up by 5, and professionally working for him. So he threatened to fire me, and I put him on recording. I go, okay, you're going to fire me for my comedy show? Even though that I'm still working, I'm still showing up on time, and I'm still... He goes, well, you could be getting even more sales if you had more energy during the day. I go, look, some dads do T-ball, some do karate practice, some moms are, you know, the head of the PTA. That's their hobby. I'm doing one or two shows a week for an hour at night. It does not interfere. And he couldn't fire me for over a year. He had to find other ways to fire me, which your boss will do. And he did end up firing me because I didn't hit a few quotas that he made so high that, oh, only to get rid of me. It wasn't fair, but it happened, folks. So let me know in the comments, do you think it's fair or not? Comedians are under attack. We'll be back with more from The Right Show right after this. Stick around. Now we have a little situation where we were covering all the news, and instead of just making them individual stories, here are the blunders of the week. The first one comes to us, whereas a Democrat politician thought that Donald Trump incited an erection.
I'm going to talk about outrageous things that have happened or things that have never happened. Let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection. Maybe that too.
Damn.
Yeah, you can talk about that too, I guess.
Incited an erection.
Ooh.
Incited an erection.
Damn.
Maybe we should talk about that too.
Maybe she should talk about it because we know what's on her mind. There was a psychologist named Freud who said when you slip up, it's what you were secretly thinking. It's when you mean to say one thing and say your mother. Anyways, we'll talk about that later. Next, we have another slip. Kamala Harris misses a whole word in a sentence that's very important. Let's see if you can spot the word she missed.
You know, every election cycle, we talk about this is the most election of our lifetime. Lawrence, this is the most election of our lifetime. This is the most election of our lifetime.
You heard it here first, folks. This is the most election of our lifetime. So when you go to the ballot boxes, be sure to vote accordingly. Because remember, Valuetainment and Kamala agree, this is the most election of our lifetime coming up this November. And finally, we've heard about the erection insurrection. However, all the January 6th people are in prison for 5, 10, 15 years, life, for entering a building, peacefully protesting, staying between the velvet ropes and leaving. You know, a lot of them, when they arrived to the Capitol building, it was open and the cops said, you can go in as long as you don't break anything. So many T-ball moms, soccer dads, these people just walked in and walked out. Now they're considered erection terrorists. But here, we see that same treatment isn't given to the Palestinians because the Democrats are in control. They're in power. They're telling you who the terrorist and who isn't. Actual pro-terrorist people who deny January or October 7th happened. They deny that they went to Munich and took Olympians and killed them. They're here denying that they did anything wrong here as they intimidate, break the gates, and attack police in D.C. Two sets of standards. Take a look. There they are. So they're not respecting the rule of law. They're disobeying the cops, the barricades. They're damaging it. They're shouting expletives. They're screaming. And they're considered, well, they're just in a bad mood. What about January 6ers? That's the biggest terrorism of our lifetime. Pretty weird. Now we're going to move on to something a little more lighthearted. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and every year they do CES, Consumer Electronics Show, whereby they bring out the hot new stuff that might be coming 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Future is here. Take a look at what TVs are going to look like. Crystal clear displays, so you can actually see the wall behind the TV, but the images are brilliant. Looks like this right here. The Samsung transparent micro LED screen. Your whole wall can be art, like this. Wow, take a look how brilliant and looks like actual. You could have an aquarium with fish in there. You could have a fireplace. That makes you look at your TV now and go, what the hell is this thing? So it's a clear, if you're a podcaster, you're listening, it's just a clear piece of glass. It's brilliant. You could literally have molten lava. You can have a lava lamp. You can have flames. Your movies could be in 3D. And then when you turn off the TV, you see the wall. The wall's still there behind you. So they're getting cooler and cooler each and every day, coming soon. Now, in bad news for the country, the military is having trouble recruiting. And we also learn the U.S. Army is smaller, weaker, and less white than ever before. How do they figure it out? Push-ups, they can't do them. Pull-ups, Luckily, most of the military, you can do stuff with joysticks and drop drones. But there's going to come a time where you have to show up boots on the ground, and we're going to have the weakest, most woke military in the world. I read, the United States Army has seen nearly 50% decrease in enlistments by white men in the last half decade. Internal recruitment numbers suggest this new report coincides with massive enlistment shortfalls across all branches, bleakly highlighting the consequence of vaccine mandates, diversity, equity, and inclusive programs, and more. So that's what we're talking about. Would you in your right mind join the military if you happen to be born a white male? You want to serve your country. You want to be strong, tough, and that's not even what they're looking for? They're going, no. We want someone wearing high heels, transgender, chop off your weenie. You can be a general tomorrow if you take a few boosty boosts all over your body and develop some of these and be different. Why is that what we're looking for? No wonder the military is in trouble. And if it keeps going like that, we're going to get our rear ends kicked by an army who doesn't follow the little rules of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. And a company that's already going DEI to the max, the same company that needs the Boeing 737 MAX having all their problems. It's United Airlines. CEO Scott Kirby on the weekends enjoys cross-dressing and is transgender. We were wondering why this guy, Scott Kirby, kept saying, United Airlines, we're going to have LGBTQ pilots. We're going to have disabled people working here. We're going to have people with mental health issues because we're the airline for everybody. It makes sense now. Here is him talking about that so you don't think I'm just making it up.
How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class will be women or people of color. Wow. But today, only 19% of our pilots at United Airlines are women or people of color. And by the way, from all the data I've seen, that's the highest of any airline in the country.
There he is on the weekends. Lady Gag Me. Oh, that's not what you want your CEO to look like. So there it is, folks. That's the CEO. In most companies, just 10, 20 years ago, if your CEO was caught dressing like a cat and dancing in a woman's dress to Lady Gaga in high heels, that's a wrap. But here, that's applauded. Now, how come the comedian couldn't tell jokes on the radio station on his free time? Because that was considered inappropriate. But on his free time, he is wearing 6-inch stilettos and talking about what he wants to do with the airline. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you want an airline to take off safely and land safely. That's really all we want. Less announcements about diversity, equity, inclusion. I don't want to know who's LGBT. I don't want to know who's QIA plus E, ecosexual, having sex with trees. These things are going too far. And this guy says currently there's only 19% of our pilots are diverse, and we hope to get that to 50%. Why? Why is your goal to get... Here's who I want for a pilot. Ex-military guy who, you know, retired military. He knows how to fly the best planes in the world, but now he's going to slowly take our little school bus in the sky for a ride. So I'm going to ask you right here, is anyone on board with this? Do you want to know that your pilot was the most diverse or the most qualified to fly the friendly skies? Well, it's Alaska Airlines, but I'm calling it Gay Alaska Airlines because they side with Scott Kirby at United. Take a look at this gay bonanza that they had right at the gate and on the planes for Pride Week.
Gay!
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 Gay.
When I say gay, you say gay!
Gay! Gay!
This wasn't hidden when you entered the emergency door.
Well, there you have it. The door flew right off Alaska Airlines.
Days after a cabin door plug blew off during a flight out of Portland, people are finding spare parts. That cabin door plug, a headrest, and a phone, all found close to each other.
Well done, Gay Alaska Airlines. When I say gay, you say gay. That's not even a good chant, okay? You know, when I say Al, you say Aska. Al, Aska. You're supposed to do it like that. So they don't even know what they're doing. The doors are falling off the planes, but they were the most gay airline in the sky. And that's something to be, apparently, applauded. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere after this. Here's something that you might want to laugh at. Warren Buffett and his wife were overheard complaining about the price of coffee. How bad is inflation and prices when billionaires start to notice? Take a look here. This is Astrid Buffett. And she sat there and said, what, $4 for a cup of coffee? Now, this was at summer camp for billionaires in Sun Valley. At the so-called summer camp for billionaires, 77-year-old Astrid Buffet, the French way of saying that, was heard complaining about having to pay $4 for a cup of coffee. Buffett's wife reportedly said she could get a pound of coffee for that at Costco. And unlike many billionaires, Buffett's home is still understated as well. He lives in the same house he bought in Omaha, Nebraska in 1958 for about $31,000. So no wonder they noticed the price of coffee. These are not the kind of billionaires. You see a guy on Instagram or TikTok, as soon as he makes 20 grand, he spends 30 grand. He just puts it in some sort of clothes or a car that he wanted to get, his rims. Woo, woo, woo. Take a page out of Buffett's book. Watch your bottom line and notice every dollar. If you can live in the same house you bought 75 years ago and you can stay in Omaha, Nebraska and not try to make it rain but collect all the rain, you too might be a billionaire. But I will say this, Warren, you and your wife need to live a little, okay? Once you've made $120 billion, we don't want to hear about the problems you're having with coffee. You should have gone to a city and bought coffee for the whole town. Say, we have $1 billion a year coffee budget. We want to help others get to where we're at. You could do that for 120 years and still have money left over. Now, if you want to save money big time and you're not a Buffett-style person, you can still save money even on a budget. And we have a guy who did that. He's living in a storage shed. I want you to know this is very creative, it's very amazing, and it's illegal in all 50 states. But let him tell you what he does. Isn't this unbelievable? He's going
to
show it.
I live in a storage unit because it's cheap in comparison to an apartment. Living here is actually really comfortable. I get a lot of things that I need and want to get done here. I can exercise.
Look at those wind sprints.
I can use the bathroom. I can play music anywhere in the unit. It's climate controlled in here, so it's nice and warm. This unit is 24 hours, so I can come here anytime I want, stay here as long as I need to. We can take naps if we need to and go to sleep. So this is our living space. Very, very grateful to have this space. The next goal is to get an RV. The next goal after that, tiny home. And if we want to eat, I just cook right out front.
Wow.
Or we'll just prepare something cold inside of the unit. Sandwiches. A lot of times we make salad. If we want to get power, we use our power bank. They also have power here so we can charge our power bank. Me and my baby will live here as long as we need to until we get the shelter that we want. Because we're living here, now we can save up more money to get what we really want. We're in it for the long haul. Thank you for the support. Thanks for watching.
You're in it for the long haul. You're in it for the U-Haul. That's his next step when he wants to take his show on the road. Now, I think the most surprising thing about that video is that that man has a girlfriend. Okay? I'm looking at a lot of the staff here going, what? You can still have a girl and live in a storage shed? Unbelievable. And by the way, when that storage shed is a rocking, don't come a knocking. He doesn't have any roommates. If I get too loud, you hear, hey, keep it down there. It's Saturday night. Come on. It's a hot date. But no, this guy gets to do whatever he wants. I think he beat the game. Now, why is it illegal to do it? Those places are not meant to live in. The ventilation is not good. There's no shower, so he's always doing what they call the bird bath or the hoe bath. His girlfriend is as well. And by the way, if he's cooking and he forgets his baked beans there, he's going to burn down the whole storage shed and cause damage to everybody's property. So don't you be living in a storage shed. But hats off to that idiot for making that video. He is doing a good job. He is saving money. And maybe Warren Buffett's going, hey, Astrid, maybe we could downsize a little from our home in Omaha as well. You know, he doesn't talk like that, but in my mind, he does. Moving right along. Oh, by the way, I'm going to ask that. Let's ask the people right here. Would you be willing to live in a storage shed for just 3 months while you get your down payment together for a house? Put that in the comments because it's pretty creative. We're going to find out what those answers are. And I love reading them, by the way. So you got to do it. Now, speaking of money, we have a woman who was very mad about the gender wage gap. Have you heard about it? Turns out it's a myth. The way they got the number for the gender wage gap was they added all the men who work and all the women who worked and divided it by that number, and they found the average amount a man works. They didn't take into account what kind of job the man works, like a ice road trucker, very dangerous. So he might make, let's say, $300,000 for a year. And then a woman, maybe working at a preschool with the little kids, and she might make $45,000 for the year. So they took all these different jobs. Men do more dangerous jobs. Sometimes there's higher risk, higher pay. Okay, men work longer in the workforce. Sometimes a woman will take 4 years off of work and come back. So you can't just add all the women working, all the men working, divide and go up. The men are making more. There are reasons for that. She didn't get it. This guy broke her down with one sentence. Watch.
So do you take into account the fact that on average a male full-time employee works longer hours than a female full-time employee?
Not directly, no.
What about if you did it on an hourly rate? What would be the gender hourly pay gap?
Well, we don't have that data, Senator.
You don't have that data?
No, because we ask for annualised salaries and from our employers when they report their data in.
Okay, so if a woman was working fewer hours but earning the same rate per hour as a man doing the same job, would that show up as a gender pay gap?
No.
Oh, Econ 101. Economics tells you how to figure out statistics. You can lie with almost any statistic, and that just happened. You're watching in real time. Oh, because the reality is, look, if you're a smart businessman and you could hire only women and pay them 75% of the dollar, then you would just fire all the men and you would only have women and you're getting the same work. The reality is these businesses know that they need different people for different jobs because they get different work and different hours and different commitment out of different people. The market is not rigged. They know what they're doing and there's a reason for it. So the gender wage gap has once again been demolished in 4K right there in the video, and it was so fun to see. Now, we don't want to just sit here and talk about negative stuff as we laugh our way through the news, so we always end the show with a little bit of comedy. I was hired to perform at a wedding, and a wedding is someone's most beautiful night of their life, so if you do poorly, you have ruined that. I made sure to do a good job. I was trying to tell a joke, and someone heckled me, but it became even funnier. That's what I love about comedy. Sometimes the audience will give you something. Not always. Don't heckle all the time. But if the comedian can roll with it and turn it into something even better than the original joke, well, that's a treat. And this is what it looked like. Wedding comedy show.
But I was thinking, how can we get Americans to listen to the safety announcement? And I figured out a way. If they whispered the safety announcement, could you imagine a flight attendant? Good morning. Please put your seatbelt tight.
Angel, so I do believe your voicemail sounds like that.
Oh, really? The voicemail. You've reached Angel. How long is it? Is it a long voicemail?
It
just goes on.
Yeah, you can keep calling it.
I wasn't able to get to the phone as hard as I tried. I just got married and I'm in the middle of something. Jokes that you guys get and goes over the 11-year-old head. Thank you. One person appreciates it.
That was a challenge. There was an 11-year-old in the audience, and they said Angel, the bride, has a very seductive voicemail. So I turned it into a, what does her voicemail sound like? And the more I tried to predict what her voicemail sounded like, the more the audience told me, yeah, that's how it sounds. You've reached Angel. Sorry, I couldn't get to the phone as much as I wanted to. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that was uncomfortable for some of our staff. Victor is kind of a, look at him, he's blushing. But anyways, folks, that's what we do here. We do comedy, we do the news, we make you laugh. We tell truth through the art of comedy. We're waking the world up with laughter. We're doing it right here. So subscribe, like, tell your friends. We want to see more viewers on The Right Show each and every week. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Yeah!